भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 46 टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। श्रीशुक उवाच इति उक्त उद्धवो राजन् संदेशं भर्तुर आदृतः आदाय रथम आरुह्य प्रययौ नन्दगोकुलम्। श्रीशुक उवाच इति उक्त उद्धवो राजन् संदेशं भर्तुरादृतः आदाय रथमारुह्य प्रययौ नन्दगोकुलम्। श्रीशुक उवाच इति उक्त उद्धवो राजन् संदेशं भर्तुरादृतः आदाय रथम् आरुह्य प्रययौ नन्दगोकुलम्। उद्धव राजन् देशं भर्तुरादृतः आदाय रथमारुह्य प्रययौनन्दगोकुलम्। श्री शुक उवाच सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड इति दस उक्तः स्पोकन टू उद्धवः उद्धव राजन ओ किंग परीक्षित संदेशम द मैसेज भर्तु ऑफ हिज मास्टर आदृतः रेस्पेक्टफुली आदाय taking ratham his chariot aruya mounting prayayau went off nandagokulam to the covered village of nandamaharaj। Translation: Shukdev Goswami said thus addressed, O king, Uddhava respectfully accepted his master's message, mounted his chariot and set off for Nanda Gokul. We'll read till text 13. Text 8. The fortunate Uddhav reached Nanda Maharaj's pastures just as the sun was setting, and since the returning cows and other animals were raising dust with their hooves, his chariot passed unnoticed. Text 9-13. Gokul resounded on all sides with the sounds of bulls in rut fighting with one another for fertile cows, with the moving of cows burdened by their udders chasing after their calves, with the noise of milking and of the white calves jumping here and there, with the loud reverberation of flute playing, and with the singing of the all auspicious deeds of Krishna and Balram by the covered men and women who made the village resplendent with their wonderfully ornamented attire. The cowherds' homes in Gokul appeared most charming with their abundant paraphernalia for worship of the sacrificial fire, the sun, unexpected guests, the cows, the brahmanas, the forefathers and the demigods. On all sides lay the flowering forest, echoing with flocks of birds and swarms of bees, and beautified by its lakes crowded with swans. Karandava ducks and boars of lotuses. Purport. Although Gokul was merged in grief because of separation from Lord Krishna, the Lord expanded his internal potency to cover the particular manifestation of Vraja and allow Uddhav to see the normal bustle and joy of Vraja at sunset. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So somebody made an interesting observation regarding how a movement begins, how a movement takes off. Right? The history of the world has seen so many movements. So at close quarters, if you observe, what are the dynamics of a movement actually taking off? Let's take the example of Gandhi. So for the movement, first there has to be a person with a revolutionary idea. A person with a revolutionary idea. So Gandhi, you know, when he was in South Africa, he was on a one-year assignment there. Legal assignment. And he experienced there how the Indians in South Africa, they faced heavy racial discrimination. So he developed the revolutionary ideology that there has to be equality. So over a period of 1 year, he developed this ideology very strongly, this revolutionary ideology very strongly. But still, he is just one person with a revolutionary ideology. So one day before he was returning to India, there was a send-off party organized by the person who had hired him in South Africa. So during this send-off party, Gandhi saw a newspaper in which it said that the government was going to pass a bill by which Indians couldn't vote. So Gandhi started discussing with others that this is very serious. If this bill is passed, Indians will be denied the right to vote in South Africa, and this is a serious kind of discrimination. Are you doing something about it? So the discussion took place, and then one person, he said that, why don't you stay back and let's do something about the bill. Let's stop this bill, prevent this bill from getting passed in the parliament. And everyone else in that particular party, they joined in, and they all insisted that you stop, we're all with you, and we'll try to prevent this bill from getting passed. So in one day, a single man's revolutionary idea turned into a movement. It's basically the followers, the first followers, who actually give birth to a leader and who sow the seeds of a movement. It is the first followers. Otherwise, it's not a movement. It's simply one person with a revolutionary ideology. Now, how important and crucial it is to have, to understand the importance of these first followers. Now, even in book distribution, for example, if you are putting up a book table in a company, it's a new thing for the people there. And even the method of payment might also be something new to all of them. So initially, there won't be any people coming. It's simply you and the book table there. And simply your revolutionary ideology of how to get them to buy the books by simply signing. I'm referring to the bus party. But then, one person, he takes the courage, or a few people, they take the courage and they come forward and they sign and they buy the book. And once that happens, they're setting the example and the crowd follows. And then there is huge sales. Raj Goen Pro will agree with me. This principle of the importance of the first followers can be understood even in college preaching. Those who are experienced in college preaching know this. You will be successful if you get one good person from inside, from among the students. If you get one good person from among the students, that person will catalyze bringing so many other people to the lotus feet of Krishna. It's a very crucial step. It's a thumb rule, in fact, in college preaching. Do you have that one inside person who is very good? Because the first follower not only acts as the icebreaker, but also sets an example of how to follow. So the other students who come later on, they can't relate much to the preacher. But they can relate to another student who is following. So they start following the follower. So the first follower is the icebreaker. The first follower sets the example of how to follow. Another thing is, the first follower takes a tremendous amount of pressure, because the idea is new, and he or she is amongst the first to actually create the leader, give that ideology and that leader some importance in that community or in that surrounding. He's going against the trend. So naturally, that person faces a lot of criticism, a lot of pressure. A classic example is Bhaktivedanta Hospital. They had this ideology, a new distinct ideology of how to serve in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So the first followers, those doctors who embraced that ideology, they had to face a lot of pressure, a lot of criticism for a number of years, until the movement reaches its tipping point. Tipping point means the movement becomes a norm. It's being accepted widely. Till that point is reached, as long as the movement is new and is not yet a trend, the first followers, they have to handle a lot of pressure, a lot of criticism. Of course, in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, we have already reached the tipping point, but it's widely accepted now as a wonderful way of serving Srila Prabhupada. Now the point is, so these first followers, they are the unsung heroes of a movement. They make the movement actually happen. They are the icebreakers. They teach how to follow. And they take all the pressure, all the criticism. If we see, the Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON society, now Satsvarup Das Goswami Maharaj, he very nicely describes how the movement grew and expanded. And the second volume is called Planting the Seed, because that describes how the movement actually started. And one particular chapter within the second volume, chapter 19, it's specifically called Planting the Seed again, because that was a chapter specifically which describes how the movement started. And if you read that chapter, it becomes very clear how the first followers played a very crucial role in the establishment of this movement, ISKCON. Prabhupada, he tried to establish the movement in India. Then he went to the West. Initially he was holding classes at Mishra's studio, then at the Bhaveri. So at these places, people attended his classes regularly. But the people who attended were more or less like well-wishers. But it was at 22nd Avenue that a group of people, they actually took the courage of becoming followers and not simply well-wishers. they took the courage of taking initiation. And Lilamrut elaborately describes the confusion and the challenges, the emotional challenges that they faced to take that initial step. To enter the unknown. But they had that courage. They took the courage to actually do it. And some of these people, they had some experience from India of how a saintly person has to be treated. How to be a follower of a saintly person and not simply a well-wisher or a friend. So they started treating Prabhupada in a very reverential way. They actually set the example of how to follow for the followers who came later on. And thirdly, they faced tremendous pressure and criticism, because by the standards of the surroundings at that time, Prabhupada was quite conservative according to the hippie standards. And to be a follower of that movement, some of them were even accused of being crazy. They were called crazy. And Prabhupada came up with an article, "Who is crazy?" So again, in the establishment of the Hare Krishna movement, we can actually understand how important and crucial was the role of the first followers. Now the history of our own temple. 1995, that was like the turning point, we can say. So I was speaking to a very senior member of the congregation, and he was telling me that during that period, all we were doing is closely observing Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Devamrit Prabhu. And we were following whatever they did. Now, of course, I'm sure there are many other people like Srinath Ji Prabhu, etc. But again, how crucial is the role played by these initial players, the first followers? Now, every shrewd and expert leader, he or she actually recognizes the critical role played by the new followers, how important they are in the establishment of the movement. Every good leader recognizes that. Good leader in the sense, even an expert leader. Now if you see the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Hiranyakashipu saw that his little son Prahlad became the first follower of Vishnu, he went bonkers. Now, one thing is, his senses were uncontrolled and he couldn't even handle that one person went to the enemy's camp. But more than that, he was an expert diplomat. He knew this one person can start a new revolution here. And Chanda and Amarka knew this. Daiteya Chandanamane Jatoyam Kantakadruma, that this Prahlad is like a thorn tree born in the forest of sandalwood, the Asuras. And Vishnu the axe is going to use this thorn tree as the handle to cut down the entire sandalwood forest. Only one handle is required. One powerful first follower is sufficient to start a movement. Hiranyakashipu knew this philosophy perfectly well. So did the Kauravas. Dhritarashtra, the Pandavas said, just 5 villages. But he knew, if we give these people 5 villages, you don't know what will happen. Not even sufficient place for a needle, for the tip of the needle. Not even one follower can stand there. so much space won't be available to you. And in recent history, it is said that when Aurangzeb, he imprisoned Shah Jahan, Shah Jahan said, just give me few people just to help me out. Aurangzeb said, not a single person. Because you never know what will happen using those first few followers. So good leadership always recognizes this. And of course I gave all negative examples. But nonetheless, good leadership recognizes the importance of the first followers. Now, the first followers, they play such a critical, crucial role for the movement to happen. But what is the reward? If the movement takes off, the leader gets all the credit. And if the movement really expands, soon they are lost in the crowd. Many more, you know, more experienced or more capable people come up in the movement. They might take up leadership positions within the movement. And they just become one amongst the lot, and their contribution is soon forgotten. If the movement really takes off. And if the movement doesn't take off, if it's a failure, first of all your efforts has gone wasted. Secondly, a lot of embarrassment, because you pushed a leader and said that he's the person, and then the movement doesn't take off, and then you're embarrassed because you were wrong. And in worst cases, criticism. The first followers have to face that criticism, because others will say, we were following you. You said he was a great leader, and this was a great movement. So we were simply following you. And they have to face a lot of criticism. So we can see what a crucial, critical role these new followers play, and how much risk they are taking. With no rewards, with no expectations of rewards whatsoever. So now that they have taken that bold step of becoming the first followers, it is the leadership's responsibility, or it is the leader's responsibility, to reciprocate. Because these people, they have done something extremely selfless, they have taken extreme risk, and they have exhibited great courage. And they were actually leaders in disguise, because the other followers were following them. Now that they have done so much, it is a leader's responsibility to reciprocate. But unfortunately, in this world, we're not speaking about spiritual movements, that doesn't happen often. So what happens to the first followers? Either they break off to start their own movement. Okay, they don't care for me in this movement, doesn't matter, I'll start my own movement. Or if they are not so capable, they go into depression and lead the rest of their life in misery. They're lost. It's a very sad ending to a noble attempt to do something substantial in this world. And we see this happening every day all over the world. Movements breaking off, and people feeling let down. I did so much. I took so much of risk, but no reciprocation. I'm lost. Now, even if the leader reciprocates, still, you know, there's a kind of a feeling that I deserve more. I did so much. I deserve more. Either there's a kind of a grudge, or there's a kind of a miserable feeling. So the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Dharma, it makes it very clear. It's not really worth it to sacrifice so much and to take so much of risk for a material cause. Of course, we respect people who do it. But the Bhagavatam, it makes it very clear that it's not really worth it. The only place where it is worth taking so much of risk, making such a selfless sacrifice, is for the movement of the Supreme Lord, for the mission of the Supreme Lord. With the Supreme Lord as our leader, he is the only leader worth complete surrender. And his movement is the only movement worth putting our entire life and soul into. Now, from the point of view of the movement of the Lord, practically every preacher of Krishna consciousness is a first follower. Why? Because they're so few in number. Compared to the number of people in the world, how many are preachers of Krishna consciousness? Very few. So from that perspective, from the perspective of the movement of the Lord, all preachers have to face the same challenges and the same risks as the risks and challenges faced by the first followers of any movement. But if we choose to be first followers of the Lord's movement, we'll never be let down. There won't be any depression. We won't feel like starting a new movement. And the reciprocation will be totally complete. Yamunacharya, no, he spoke a beautiful verse in the Stotra Ratna explaining how the Supreme Lord is the perfect leader.
Bhavantamevanucharan nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantara kadahamai kantika nitya kinkara praharshayishyami sanata jivitam.
So he makes some very important points that once we choose to be the first followers in the Lord's movement, then what happens? When we take that step and actually become the followers of the Lord, surrendering ourselves to the Lord's leadership, prashanta nishesha manoratantara, what happens is the concoctions of the mind to find happiness in different ways stops. We become free from material desires. Now the movements in this world, why do the first followers are tempted to break off and start their own movement? Because of material desires. As simple as that. But once we take shelter of the Supreme Lord as our leader, slowly we become free from all material desires. Now which leader of this world can claim this? Only when we serve the Supreme Lord can we become free from all material desires. And then what happens? Praharshishyami sanata jivitam. Praharshishyami. It becomes a joyful experience to serve Him. We become completely satisfied, no grudges. It's a joyous experience. Prabhupada says, it is an automatic experience. Just like a child automatically feels happy with the mother. In a lecture he says this. Because the constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Lord. So when the living entity is subordinate to the Supreme Lord, then he becomes naturally happy, naturally joyful. Where is the question of depression? Naturally joyful. And sanat jivitam, and due course of time, the first followers, the understanding only gets reinforced within his consciousness that this person, the Supreme Lord, is the perfect leader, sanatha. He is the perfect master. He is the perfect leader. Now, of course, when we speak of the Supreme Lord as a perfect leader, it's also the pure devotees. Why? Because they are the transparent via media of the Lord. Now, if we become first followers and take the mission of the Lord to heart, either the movement will expand, and then the Lord is always eager to give glory to His devotees, or even if it fails, what is the Lord's response? You see, if you see the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidura, within, amongst the Kauravas, he was the first followers. He had the courage to say that we should follow Krishna. The Pandavas are right. And even though he was the first follower, he met with failure. He was kicked off from Hastinapur. A sad ending. But towards the end, what happened? Krishna, as he departed from the world, he remembered Vidura. And Vidura, when he heard it, he was overwhelmed. What a kind of reciprocation by the perfect master. Even though Vidura was a failure, the Lord never forgot. And what a special position to be remembered by the Lord at the last moment. Another example is Vritrasura. He was a failure. But what a special position to be part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is distinguished as the only Purana which contains the story of Vritrasura. What a special position again. So the Lord's reciprocation is complete. So it's very safe to put our heart and soul into the Lord's mission. And the Lord's devotees also. Now the first followers who helped Srila Prabhupada establish ISKCON, Prabhupada was extremely grateful to them. Even during Prabhupada's time, some of these people had some problems. Now, Prabhupada was busy expanding the movement and he was in an emergency mode because he was fulfilling the orders of his spiritual master. So, it may not have been possible for him to actually search for them and actually, you know, go after them. But he was always with them. Now, Hayagriva Prabhu, he had some difficulty. And then when he eventually returned to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, it's very nicely given in the Lilamrit, that Prabhupada, he said, I was thinking, has Hayagriva gone away? And Prabhupada starts crying like anything. And seeing that Hayagriva starts crying, and everyone else leaves the room. And they have an intimate exchange. So externally, Prabhupada may not have been able to do, you know, kind of really trying to search after them and things like that, because he was absolutely busy in the mission of the Lord. But at heart, was absolutely grateful to them. He knew what a critical role that they had played to establish ISKCON. During the last days, during 1977 time, one of these first followers of the movement, he got into an argument with another person somewhere in Chennai. And this first follower really punched the other guy in the nose. And the other fellow started bleeding. And the report was brought to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what did he say? He can do anything because he has helped me in the initial days. Now, of course, not to be taken in a wrong way, it's wrong to hit a person and make the person bleed. It's a Vaishnava prat. But the point is, what was the level of gratitude of Srila Prabhupada? So it's the pure devotees and the Supreme Lord who are worthy of full surrender, who are worthy of sacrifice for their cause, their movement. And we can do it without hesitation. Because the reciprocation is complete. And our experience will be complete. We will be completely satisfied and will be joyful. And that joy cannot be experienced by dedicating ourselves to any other movement. Having said this, the ground reality is that sometimes even devotees face this kind of crisis which the first followers face, in the sense that they also might go through a phase where they feel, I was let down. I did so much of sacrifice. I didn't get much in reciprocation. To look into this, we'll try to see episode from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, of how Bali Maharaj, he became the first follower. Now Bali Maharaj, it's very important, this is very important, that Bali Maharaj, how he became a Mahajan? He was carefully introspecting himself. What I am following, what I am doing, is it in line with the mission of the Lord? And as soon as he realized that what Shukracharya was telling was not in line with the mission of the Lord, he took action and did what was in line with the mission of the Lord. And for this action, he became a Mahajan. So one has to be introspective all the time. What I am doing, what I am following, is it in line with the mission of the Lord? Because only the mission of the Lord is the mission worth following, dedicating ourselves to. Another thing is, one has to be always conscious of the fact that I am dedicating myself to the mission of the Lord, to the mission of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. To be conscious that I am serving Krishna, I am dedicating myself to Krishna, I am surrendering myself to the mission of the Lord. So as soon as Bali Maharaj did the right thing and took the right decision, he became a Mahajan. In one instant he became a Mahajan. He was the first follower. He took the courage to do the right thing. He faced criticism from Shukracharya and all the other demons. What was the result? Next moment he was bound up by Vamandev. Not the right reciprocation from the leader which a first follower will expect. And Bali Maharaj went through a tremendous crisis. The first follower crisis. He went through it. And Prabhupada mentions in the Srimad Bhagavatam that if anyone were to undergo this same tribulation as Bali Maharaj, that person can't survive. Prabhupada explicitly mentions this. It was that extreme. So he had to go through that, even though he did the right thing. But then what happened? He was rewarded beyond imagination. So the devotees, we as devotees, have to study the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly to gain that conviction from such stories that actually if we surrender to the movement of the Lord, if we accept the Supreme Lord as our perfect leader, we might have to go through temporary phases where we start wondering whether we took the right decision. But ultimately, the Lord will never let us down if we have taken that step sincerely. So it's important to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Study these stories regularly in the Srimad Bhagavatam to maintain that conviction and to derive lessons from these stories. Coming to today's verse, Uddhava, he was literally the first follower of Krishna in Dwarka. The previous speakers have described how close he was to Krishna. And Krishna took his advice during so many instances. And in today's verse, Uddhava is being sent on a mission to Vrindavan. Krishna, he actually wanted Uddhava to understand what the level of devotional service of the gopis was. Uddhava, when he went to Vrindavan and saw the exalted love, the exalted devotion of the residents of Vrindavan, of Yashoda, of Nanda, of the covered men, women, of the gopis, he understood. I'll be able to serve the mission of the Lord, or in other words, I'll be able to please the Lord if I become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of these devotees. And he had the courage to actually do it. He became a Gulmalata. It is described that after Krishna left the planet, the queens of Dwarka, they were in intense separation from Krishna. And Vajranab took all of them to Vrindavan. And near Uddhav Kund, they had a lot of kirtan. Intense kirtan in separation from Krishna. And as the kirtan proceeded, all the associates of Krishna started appearing there because of the intensity of the kirtan, one by one. And amongst the bushes emerged Uddhava. And he came there and he spoke so many wonderful pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan to pacify the queens of Dwarka. So Uddhava, he demonstrates actually what it means to be a first follower in spirit. It's not about the externals. He was ready to give up the position of an intimate associate of Krishna to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant to please the Lord. To be a first follower in spirit is about sacrifice. It's about selflessness. It's about taking risk. It's about being ready to face failures and putting the movement of the Lord in the center more than anything else. And for the movement to be in the center, the first follower is ready to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. That was the example that was set by Uddhava, and I am only repeating that. Now, practically in our own lives, what does it mean? If we are said to be a part of a project, we are convinced that the project is in perfect line with the mission of the Lord. And after being convinced of that, when we realize that the project was someone else's idea, so if the project succeeds, someone else will get the credit. And if it fails, then my efforts will go in waste. When we are faced in that situation, are we ready to put our heart and soul into that project? Knowing well that if it succeeds, I won't get much credit. And if it fails, I'll have a sense of loser. And it will be a kind of embarrassment. And instead of knowing that, to take that risk and jump in with our heart and soul, that's not easy. Not at all easy. But that is what Uddhava is teaching us through his example. We can actually do it to the extent we have deep inner conviction that if I take this bold step, the Lord and his pure representatives, they will recognize. The world may not recognize, but they will recognize and they will reciprocate in due course of time. The deeper we have that conviction, the greater are the chances that we will succeed when we get an opportunity of becoming a first follower in any project in Srila Prabhupada's mission. And it is these first followers who make projects successful. They are the unsung heroes. But Krishna and his pure devotees, they are singing their glories. The world may not be able to appreciate or sing. And if we see around us, there are plenty of examples. That is the glory of Prabhupada's society, of such glorious people who have taken such risk and who have done so much of sacrifice and who have made so many projects successful. Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.